是他们肯定自己与耶稣之间的关系，珍惜这个关系，而且愿意公开地表白这个关系。
To receive the baptism is to say that they affirm their relationship with Jesus, and they treasure this relationship and want to make it public.
所以今天我们非常为他们高兴，因为他们做了人生当中一个最重要也是最美好的决定。
Today we are happy for them because they have made the most important decision in life and the best decision.
每一个受浸的人都代表着神奇妙的作为。
Each one that are baptized really is a miraculous work of God.
主耶稣去寻找他们，他们自己也找到了救主。
The Lord Jesus looked for them and they also found Jesus.
从听到福音到心里相信，从心里相信到接受敬礼，每个人的心路历程不一样。
From the time they hear the gospel to the time they believe, and from the time they believe to the time they receive baptism, everyone have a different journey.
虽然心路历程不一样，可是所做的决定却一样。
Even though the journey may be different, but the decision is the same.
他们都决定要接受敬礼，表示自己是一个跟随耶稣的人。
They wanted to receive baptism to show that they are follower of Christ.
这个世界上的人各自在跟随不同的东西。
Everyone in the world may be in pursuit of different things.
有人跟随金钱。
Some follow wealth.
有人跟随学问。
Some pursue knowledge.
有人跟随时尚。
Some pursue fashion,
有人跟随耶稣。
And some follow Jesus.
跟随耶稣是人生最重要的决定。
To follow Jesus is the most important decision in your life.
是一个人对耶稣说，主耶稣，我的人生有了你才会变得更美好。
It's a declaration to Jesus that says, Lord Jesus, my life will become better because of you.
是说主耶稣你是我的好牧人，我是你的羊，我愿意一生跟随你。
It's to say that Jesus, you are the good shepherd, I am your sheep, and I will follow you this life.
圣经告诉我们耶稣呼召他的门徒跟随他。
And Jesus tells us that, the Bible tells us that Jesus calls his disciples to follow him.
圣经也告诉我们耶稣说要奉父子圣灵的名给那些信他的人施浸。
The Bible also tells us that Jesus wants us to baptize believers, his disciples, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣经也给我们看到，说那些人信主之后，马上就接受敬礼，而且他们聚在一起来敬拜神。
The Bible also shows us that those people that believe, they receive baptism right away, and theycongregate together to worship.
首先我们看到耶稣呼召他的门徒来跟从他。
First we see that there's the call to follow Jesus.
根据马可福音，耶稣第一次跟他的门徒说话是叫他们去跟从他。
And according to the Gospel of Mark, and the first time Jesus spoke to his disciples is to call them to follow him.
马可福音这样记载说，耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本来是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
According to Mark 1 verse 16-18, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left the nets and followed him.
马太本来是个税吏，他本来是跟从钱财的。
And Matthew is a tax collector. He is a follower of wealth, money.
可是耶稣却对他说，来跟从我。
But Jesus said to him, come follow me.
马太福音这样说，耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太坐在税关上，就对他说，你跟从我来。他就起来跟从了耶稣。
In Matthew 9:9, It's recorded as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
很奇妙的，根据约翰福音的记载，耶稣对门徒所说的最后一句话也是来跟从我。
And very interestingly, the last word in the Gospel of John is also that Jesus tell his disciple to follow him.
约翰福音说，耶稣说这话是指彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他，就对彼得说，你跟从我。
In John 21:19, Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
所谓跟从耶稣，就是做耶稣的门徒。
To be a follower of Jesus is to be a disciple of Jesus.
一做耶稣的门徒啊，开始要做什么事呢
？To be a disciple of Jesus, what do you need to do first?
耶稣在他的大使命中说，要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
In the Great Commission, Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
马太福音的最后两节记载了主耶稣基督给教会的大使命。
The last two verses of the Gospel of Matthew recorded the Great Commission of Jesus Christ.
主的话这样子说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is Jesus' words. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
耶稣给教会的大使命有他美好的意思。
The Great Commission that Jesus gave to the church has a very deep meaning.
耶稣叫门徒去做的那些事情，就是我们该做的事。
The things that Jesus commanded his disciples to do are the things that we need to do.
耶稣叫我们给那些信主的人，给他们施浸。
Jesus said, to baptize those that believe.
好，浸礼是门徒的标记。
And baptism is a trademark of believers.
每一个耶稣的门徒都接受浸礼。
Every disciple of Christ received baptism.
浸礼有表明身份的作用。
It also symbolizes your status.
就好像婚礼有表明身份的作用一样。
Just like a wedding, indicates your status.
你知道一个人结婚之前他的身份还不是很确定。
You know that before you get married, your status is not clear.
那些别人还是可以把他当作是可以追求的对象。
Other people may treat you as that you are pursuable.
可是一旦举行婚礼之后别人就死心了。
As soon as you get married, people know that you are no longer available.
因为他们就是夫妇了。
That you are married.
对，他们已经做了决定要彼此委身。
They have made a commitment. They have made a decision to commit to each other.
那在别人的眼中，他们就不是一个可以再被追求的对象了。
So in the view of others, they are no longer available to be pursued.
一接受敬礼也是这样。
As soon as you receive the baptism, it's the same.
接受完了敬礼，就是表明说你是属于耶稣的人了。
Because you indicate that you belong to Jesus.
你的身份已经确定了。
Your status is confirmed.
你已经决定要跟随耶稣，不再回头。
You have decided to follow Jesus. No, will not turn back.
别人不能够再来追求你了。
No one can pursue you again.
因为你的心里面已经有主了。
Because you have Jesus in your heart.
一个人没有受浸之前，他还可以摇摆不定。
And before you get baptized, sometimes your heart is not strong.
但是他一旦确定他已经真心信主了，他马上就接受浸礼。
And as soon as make a decision to follow Jesus and receive baptism, then it's confirmed.
就是告诉别人说，我已经属于耶稣基督了，你们不必再来找我。
And you tell the world that you belong to Jesus, I'm no longer available.
第三，我们看到初期的教会都是那些信而受浸者聚在一起。
And we see that the early church is a congregation of those that have believed and baptized.
在使徒行传里面有几个宝贵的例子。
And there are examples in the book of Acts.
第一个例子，我们看到一个人他一信主之后马上就受浸。
The first illustration is that a person believed and right away he received the baptism.
使徒行传第八章三十六到三十八节这样子说。说二人正往前走，到了有水的地方，太监说：“哈，这是一个官哈，这太监是一个埃及，不是，就是南边古时那边来的一个官。”说太监说：“看哪、啊，这里有水，我受浸有什么妨碍呢？”腓力说：“你若是一心相信就可以。”他回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”好，你一心相信就可以。他就回答说：“我信耶稣基督是神的儿子。”于是吩咐车站住，腓力和太监二人下水里去，腓力就给他施浸。
In the book of Acts, there's a recording of baptism. I'll read it to you. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?" Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." The eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him.
好，在下一章就是第九章，记载了说，我们基督教历史上一个很重要的人，他信主受浸的过程。这个人就是使徒保罗。
In the next chapter, in the book of Acts, chapter 9, is recorded an important person, which is Apostle Paul.The way he got baptized.
神叫一个名叫亚拿尼亚的基督徒去按手在保罗的身上。
God has sent a disciple by the name of Ananias to place his hand on Saul.
圣经这样说，亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上。哈，那个时候他也叫扫罗，兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣。打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵，立刻掉下来，他就能看见。于是起来受了浸。
In Acts chapter 9, then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hands on Saul. At the time Paul was known as Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here.Has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized.
这扫罗他自己信主受浸之后，又到处去传福音。
And Saul, and as he became a believer and was baptized, he also went about to spread the gospel.
有一次他到了欧洲的一个城市叫腓立比，在那里带了一家人信主。
And one time he traveled to a city in Europe named as Philippi, and he also preached the gospel there.
圣经这样说，他们说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家人听。当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去洗他们的伤。他和属乎他的人立时都受了浸。
So in Acts chapter 16, we read that they replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized.
最后我们看基督教历史当中一个重要的日子，也就是教会诞生的日子，是在五旬节那一天所发生的事。
And lastly, we'll take a look at an incident that is very important in early church history, which is the day that the church was born, on the Pentecost.
耶稣的门徒彼得讲完道之后，有许多人就信了主。
Peter, the apostle, disciple of Christ.He preached that day, and many people believe.
他们就问彼得说：“我们愿意信主，然后我们还该做什么？”
And they asked Peter, "We would like to believe in Jesus. What should we do now?"
彼得就叫他们受浸。
And Peter asked them to be baptized.
圣经这样说，于是领受他话的人就受了浸。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
And in Acts chapter 2, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.To the breaking of bread and to prayer.
圣经给我们看到信主跟受浸是同一件事情。
The Bible show us that believing and baptizing is the same incident.
信主之后就接受浸礼。
And to believe, you receive baptism.
接受浸礼之后，他们一起敬拜神。
And after baptism, they worship together.
他们的内心就充满了喜乐。
And they are filled with joy.
这是正常的情况。
This is a normal procedure.
正常的情况就是信而受浸。
Normal procedure is to believe and be baptized.
也是最欢乐、最美好的状况。
It's a joyous occasion.
哦，我们教会的人常常听我说有两种不正常的状况。
And many of you have heard me. Explain to you there are two irregular situation.
第一种不正常的状况就是信主的人不受浸。
The first is that believers do not get baptized.
第二种不正常的状况就是受浸的人不信主。
Another abnormal situation is those that receive baptism are not believers.
因为主耶稣叫我们信了他之后就接受浸礼。
Because Jesus said, as you believe, you receive baptism.
所以信主不受浸是不正常的。
So if you are a believer and you, yet you are not baptized, it's not normal.
主耶稣说，信而受浸的必定得救。
And Jesus said, believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
先要里面真心相信了，然后才接受浸礼。
Because you need to believe in your heart and then receive baptism, and you will be saved.
所以如果说只接受浸礼可是里面不信主那也是不正常。
And if you do not believe in your heart and yet you want to be baptized, that is abnormal also.
那感谢主，今天有四位弟兄姐妹他们信主又接受了浸礼。
We thank the Lord that today there are four brothers and sisters that believe with their heart and are baptized.
我们为他们的决定感谢主。
We praise God for their decision.
也愿主祝福他们的人生。
And may the Lord also bless their life.
最后我要再跟大家分享一下，就是怎么样接受耶稣做你的救主。
And lastly, I also want to share with you how to receive Jesus, as your Lord.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹说，信主是从心里面发出来的。
I often said to believe is from your heart.
你如果以你的内心诚心做这三件事情，你就是接受耶稣做你的救主。
If you are truly believe and if you truly want this in your heart, then you believe in Jesus.
第一个是我们很谦卑的向主承认，说自己是个罪人，需要神的拯救。
First is that we humble ourselves and admit to God that we are a sinner.
我们是一个失落的人，也就是一个罪人。
That we are lost and we are sinners.
第二是我们相信。
Secondly is to believe.
我们相信耶稣基督他是神的儿子，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
That we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on the cross for our sins.
我愿意打开心门来接受耶稣基督。
And that I open my heart to receive Jesus.
第三就是做一个宣告。
Third is to confess.
我们口里承认，心里相信，公开的承认耶稣基督是我们的救主。
That we confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. We proclaim it with our word and our action.
只要我们诚心这样子接受主，那么今天就是你得救的日子。
And if you truly believe in your heart and proclaim it with your word and action, you will be saved.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这么大的救恩，让我们可以因信耶稣基督不至灭亡，反得永生。再一次为今天受浸的四位弟兄姐妹献上感谢，求主你看顾他们，祝福他们，也为我们中间慕道的朋友献上祷告，愿圣灵感动我们的内心，使我们可以打开心门，接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。我们这样子祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。